The only effective answer to organized greed is organized labor, said by Thomas Donahue.
Lately, we've been hearing a lot of controversy about mistreatment of workers. Things as far as layoffs and workers being asked for their citizenship papers. So we went out and asked a couple of hard-working people how they felt about workers' rights.
Do you feel that workers' rights have been adequately enforced by the city, the state, and our government in general?
Not really. Not really. For one, there's a lot of safety issues. You need more breaks during the day, especially in the heat like this. They want you to work so many hours. You should get a 15-minute break like every couple of hours in this kind of type of heat. But it's a money-making business, so they don't want to tolerate that. So, like I said, they'll take the horses off the street in 95-degree heat, but we got to stay out here and work. So,
how do you feel about workers' rights? Do you feel like we get the rights that we deserve from our government?
I'm worried about anti-union sentiments that have been expressed lately, but a lot of talk lately with failing schools has been leaning towards anti-unionization, which is a really awkward sentiment for me. I just don't understand it, how you can be against unionization and against protecting workers and protecting teachers in particular, because really teachers are the people most at risk in a school setting. If you ask me what the problem is with failing schools, it's, failing administrations and failing school or the organization of schools. But I always feel workers' rights are very important. Sometimes I feel that it's easy to blame the worker because they're the first person in line. If the product is bad, you blame the hands that made it, as opposed to the tools that the hands had to use. I've always hated that phrase, poor carpenter blames his tools, because you know what? If you have bad tools, you're not going to make a good product. Best products come out of the best conditions, and the people who know the conditions they need are the workers.
Workers and laborers played a huge role in creating the infrastructure of our country. Every day they are being overworked and underpaid, and we as a people need to work to change that. This piece was produced by Basira Watson and Andrea Job for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.